I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hurricane Irma, a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane, hit the Caribbean islands Wednesday, raging with 185-mile-per-hour winds. It continued to batter the islands through Thursday morning. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz.
Our guy in the Dominican Republic, who's just been hit there, has reported that they're fine, but that there's a lot of flooding. There's been 9 deaths in the Caribbean since Irma hit, which is really tragic.
Yet Irma's destruction is far from over. The hurricane is expected to hit the Florida Keys later tonight. Not to mention 2 more hurricanes are trailing close behind, so please pray. Pray for God's protection over the people affected by these hurricanes and for their physical and spiritual needs to be met. And finally, pray for them to be comforted by God's word. You're listening to Mission Network News. And today on International Literacy Day, we spoke with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India, providing adult literacy classes in India. Mission India's Eric Morrishead shares a story of literacy transformation. Jaya and her husband discovered their employer was stealing their wages.
And they weren't able to defend themselves after noticing the problem. One, because they couldn't read or write. And 2, they didn't fully understand what was going on. But then an adult literacy class was started in her community. So she was taught how to read and write. She caught a passion to start her own business through that as well. And she started making candles and detergent. But she also learned about Jesus during her time in the adult literacy class, and she actually received him as her savior.
If you'd like to support an adult literacy student, you can learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.